America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
.126 to go in the Sabres power play. Short side attempt scores. J.J. Paterka. McLeod gets it back again. Far circle. One-timer scores. Byram. We're in the offensive zone here to start it off. As Byram on the blue line takes the shot. That one's right on the line. Scores. There it is. The quick start again.
You want to see me do it again?
Buffalo Sabres with a 3-1 lead and back on the offense again. Right in front. The puck is on the line or just ahead of it. Now it's in the net. Referee says we got a good goal. Thompson across. Paterka scores.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I had a thought walking in the rain.
It was rainy and warm.
Yeah. And fully understanding that nearly 98% of weather-based conversations are not based in data, but in, I feel like last year, right? Like you don't actually remember last year or
right.
The year before.
Even though someone is out there keeping track.
That's right. I feel like the fall of 2021 was rainy. Anyway, I feel like last year was, it was beautiful on Saturdays and it was beautiful through the week. And then every Sunday it was terrible because we had such a bad Bills home weather schedule.
Yeah.
And this fall, any rain that's fallen has been Wednesday.
During the week.
Yeah. Wednesday. And then you get to Sunday, like, oh, perfect day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's chance, of course. But I did have that thought because it's been an awesome year at the stadium for weather.
Yeah.
And warm.
We really have had some nice days during the week, too, though. So I guess even though the rain would have been stuck in the middle of the week, it would have only been, like, when's the last time it rained before today? Was it last week?
Yeah.
Week before? Like, we're getting one day
a couple days before I played golf recently. I don't even, yeah, the day before.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So it's been good, yeah.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. The trade deadline is come and gone. You've got election coverage on our sister station, News Radio 930 WBEN, if you want to check in on that. Trade deadline's come and gone. The Sabres won last night.
Yes, they did in a pretty, I mean, good game to go to, right? You had goals, you had fights.
Their best game of the year? It's not.
Was it their best game of the year? It probably has to be their best game of the year, yeah.
Yeah, score five, win.
Yeah, that's their best game of the year.
A couple things happened along the way. One thing happened that we don't often see, the Lindy Ruff accountability conversation happened with who was and was not in the lineup.
And then how he talked about them after the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no Samuelson or Joakim Harju.
And those guys have been, well, what's the word I want here?
Regulars? When's the last time either been a healthy scratch?
I can't remember Joakim Harju. And so did Samuelson, we talked about him getting a game earlier in the year, but I don't think it happened.
Yeah.
So those two guys get scratched. That is your, okay, time for accountability.
And Lindy said he met with both players in the morning, and he said, I want those two players to raise their standard of play. I need their standard to be a lot higher. He said that in public.
Yep.
That's one thing that is, like, very, for me, it's refreshing. And this isn't even just a Granato thing. It's just coaches anywhere in sports. Lindy is like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, he'll tell you what he thinks of a guy and how his play has been, like, right there.
And
like,
so-and-so.
It doesn't matter who he's talking to.
Right. So-and-so has missed the net a lot. Or right. He's got to finish those. And yesterday we kind of got him to say, yeah, we need those saves from our goalies. They also got that last night. Goals save above expected. So if you did watch the Sabres game, you got a good one. One of their better ones of the year. They beat Ottawa, who is kind of in the same boat. And at the start of the season, Ottawa looks much better at maybe pushing for that playoff spot. But now they are 1 point back of Ottawa. With Ottawa having a game in hand.
I mean, the bottom four teams in the Atlantic aren't the top four just laughing like, oh, there they are beating each other up. They're going to just all be at the bottom again.
Maybe. There's only 4 points between 3 and 8.
Yeah, for now. For now. So the Sabres are not in last place, by the way, which could have happened had they lost last night.
That's right. They could have been last in the entire league.
Also, Tage Thompson. See his stat line from last night? He had a goal.
A million shots?
He had a goal and assists and 11 shots on goal. I wonder how many shot attempts he had. He has been... I mean, you can't even focus on, hey, Tage is back, because the rest of the team has been so demoralizing. But Thompson is playing, can I say, every bit as good as he did 2 years ago? Yeah. He doesn't have the highlight reel goals, I guess, that he had 2 years ago to the same level. Like, they're freakish goals he was scoring. But he's on a 50-goal pace.
Yeah, he had 14 shot attempts last night.
Yeah, so...
And 11 hit the
net.
That's
a pretty good percentage,
by the way. That's
pretty nice. 11 of 14 hitting the net. So he's been super impressive. That line has just never been the problem. Two more goals by Peterka last night. They scored 3 goals to the line. I think one of Peterka's was on the power play. So, yeah, I thought a really good game. And a game where fans probably liked seeing them stand up to Brady Tkachuk and the Senators a couple of times. The one time they didn't was after Ottawa scored their only goal and Dahlin was getting, like, shoved around by 4 Senators and nobody showed up. But.
Right.
Otherwise, it's like even that front, they did pretty well last night.
So they did well. If you have a thought on that, you can join us. We'll talk about it with Paul a little bit later today. Plenty of football today. The trade deadline comes and goes, and I'm surprised. Is there anybody else kind of...
Well...
We don't know how mad to be about no move getting made.
I guess...
But they released Mike Edwards.
Yeah.
And other than that, nothing. They're going to add Jordan Phillips.
They're going to add Jordan Phillips, I guess, who has been statistically one of the worst defensive tackles in the NFL this season.
On one of the worst run defenses in history.
Uh-huh. And even last year for the Bills, he was horrible as a run defender. Like, one of the worst graded run defenders in football for a couple of years
right.
now.
Right. Like, I feel like when we talk with Joe Marino at 7:30, he's going to say thanks, but no thanks on Jordan Phillips.
I feel like Joe might tell us, or maybe Sal will tell us, someone will tell us, don't even worry about this. He's going to be on the practice squad, or he's going to be the fifth guy.
Sure.
He'll play a snap here and there if he needs to, but, like, he's behind Ilyanku.
So does that mean Ilyanku now has a regular spot? It might. Instead of being elevated all the time, like, he might have a spot. Because they have 2 roster spots open.
Yeah. Well, here's how I came out of yesterday thinking. Because there was no trade after Za'Darius Smith. Maybe Smith would have been this, but that was in the morning. There was no trade after that where I went, oh, that was the guy.
Sure.
You know? Trey White getting traded.
Don't need that.
Didn't need it. Mike Williams being traded. We talked about that yesterday.
Don't need that.
Didn't really fit. Marshawn Lattimore is an amazing player.
Sure.
I could see the Bills wanting him long-term, right, but they're not doing that now.
If you want to do that and not bring back Rasul Douglas, that's a long-term answer. Right, but otherwise...
That's a summer move.
Right.
Right now, you're not making that trade. The running back that got dealt, I definitely didn't want Jonathan Mingo, the receiver that got traded to Dallas. So there was no deal that really went down where I'm like, oh, that was the one. I left yesterday thinking a lot about Micah Hyde.
Yeah.
They have open roster spots. They released a safety. I don't know. That door has never been shut completely. I'm not holding my breath that they're about to do it in the next, like, hour. But I left yesterday thinking a lot about, I wonder if Micah Hyde is their move, deadline move.
What kind of expectations should there be for Micah Hyde? Because,
anything, is it any different, though, than what you would have acquired at the deadline? Like,
maybe.
How many guys at the deadline would you have traded for where you would expect more than what you'd expect from Micah Hyde if you signed him today?
We have written off nearly every player that the Bills said goodbye to from last year to this year in their transition as not as good as they used to be,
right.
Slowed down, lost a step. Jordan Poyer, you can see it. Tre'Davious White, you can see it. Whether that you feel that about Mitch Morse or Gabe Davis or Stephon Diggs. Like, everybody that left was supposed to have lost a step.
Right. And, which typically happens, by the way.
Okay. And
like, Jordan Phillips lost a step when he left the Bills. Cole Beasley and John Brown didn't even play in the league when they left the Bills. Like, they do seem to move on mostly at the right time. Maybe
okay.
Not in every circumstance.
If Micah Hyde comes back, what I should do is say, oh, not him, though. You know? Is it he doesn't want to play? There would be a question about that in the world of football. Is it they're not sure? Is it money? Like, when it comes down to what it is, every time we talk about this with Sal, you know, I want to ask it a different way. Like, whose decision is it? Well, it's mutual. It's this. It's a, okay. It's going to be very convenient if I decide every player that left was about to hit a wall, except this one.
Yeah.
Who retired, kind of, but also maybe it's injury-based. Maybe it's because of the neck. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to expect out of Micah Hyde if they do, in fact, bring him back. It would be... Are you better than Damar Hamlin?
That's what I wonder if you're just better than Damar Hamlin.
Right. That's
even
really
by,
all you...
Even by a little bit.
That's all you got to do.
And I'm, you know, of the group, it's hard to separate them, right? Because Hyde and Poyer are like... I mean, it's like they're integral to each other. Like, it's hard to mention one without the other. Let me try, though, for a moment. What was the biggest problem with their safeties last year? Not to say Hyde was, like, playing at an all-pro level like he had been a couple years ago, but wasn't it Jordan Poyer got really slow?
Yep.
That was easily the number one reason.
Yep.
What about Hyde? Can we even remember? What was Hyde last year for the Bills? He took a step back, but was he getting them beat? Was he getting toasted in the open field? Was he wasn't missing coverage assignments, I could tell you that, because they weren't having the big plays go over the top of them. So what, I mean, the one bad play I can remember from Hyde last year, which is never a situation he should have been, the end of the Jaguar game where the game is still going and they need to stop and they are blitzing and it's man coverage. Micah Hyde is one-on-one against Calvin Ridley.
Right.
He wasn't able to cover him.
Which you would not expect a lot of safeties to one-on-one cover a number one receiver.
Right. I'm not sure he would have been able to do that 5 years ago. Maybe. So, like, if I try to separate the two, wasn't Poyer more the one we thought was diminished than Hyde was? So, I I'm not expecting him to be an all-pro, but they have an open safety spot right now, and they have a starter that's, I think, fine in Damar Hamlin, but they have a team and a defensive coach that has proven, maybe this whole Mike Edwards saga is part of this, he has proven that he is not putting you at that safety position unless you fully...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You understand this defense. And now Edwards is gone, and your only backup that I think is like a true safety that you could put in there is a rookie that gave up a massive play earlier in the season. So that's why I'm thinking a lot about Hyde, because I think McDermott right now has an opening for a safety he trusts back there on the roster.
At one point, there was chatter the Chiefs were also in on Marshawn Lattimore,
right?
Who went to the Commanders. So the Commanders make the biggest move of the day with the Marshawn Lattimore move. Had the Chiefs gone for Lattimore, I mean, we would have been sitting here talking about how the Chiefs have decided the arms race is at a different level. Like, they really are gunning for something other teams are not, because they're going for the third in a row. It's about legacy. It's about greatness.
Yeah.
You know, with this team right now and what they need, you also would pull out, you say you're pulling Micah Hyde as a thought. You would also think the Keon Coleman news is not that bad on his injury.
Yeah.
If you were going to miss 8 weeks, would they have added a receiver? I saw someone ask Sal yesterday on Twitter about, what about Chase Claypool? And listen, we don't want to go down that road. You don't want to do that. We learned in training camp that all the guys they had that were the Flyers, none of them turned into anything. Tyrell Shavers had an incredible camp. by most accounts. And, you know, doesn't get on the field. He's been passed over by Jalen Virgil. So I mean, disappointed might be strong. I don't know what to think about it because Jordan Phillips, like you said, okay, just a practice squatter. I really thought they'd make a move at defensive end. And while Za'Darius Smith was the last end to move, there would have been probably five defensive ends that were called about by 20 different teams or 10 different teams. So just the fact that those guys did not move, maybe the market was set too high, I don't know. But it doesn't mean they couldn't have been had. Maybe they think they can get more from Vaughn. Maybe they just didn't have any sort of move they liked the value. I mean, I don't even say maybe for that. That's got to be it because they didn't make a trade.
Yeah. The there actually was one other name, I guess, that could have qualified here. I think I missed him because he's actually listed at linebacker, but he's an edge rusher, Preston Smith.
Okay.
Green Bay traded. Green Bay, again, 2 years in a row where they're not out of it at all. And this year they're very in it.
Last year when they traded Douglas, I think they were 2-6.
Okay, that's a little different. They traded a 32-year-old pass rusher to Pittsburgh who only has 2.5 sacks in 9 games this year, but his 3 previous seasons, 8 sacks, 8.5 sacks, 9 sacks.
Yeah, you also had Brandon Browning of Denver go to Arizona the day before the deadline.
Okay, so there were a couple that got dealt, but... that would have been my biggest surprise, was no move on the defensive line. But I guess I kind of made this point about receiver with Coleman a couple days ago that maybe they just think look at our lead in the division and look at where we're 2 games behind Kansas City for the 1 seed. I mean, if that's all we're playing for right now, you know, it's not like the greatest chance in the world we're going to get it. So what do we need? If we know we're getting Dwayne Carter back in 3 weeks, and we know we're getting Dwan Smoot back in 4 or 5 weeks, and we have confidence, okay, those two are dealing with injuries right now. Their injuries are not going to hold them out of the playoffs. Those injuries are not going to hold them out late in the season. Maybe they just think, what's the point? We're going to trade an asset to get through our next 4 weeks? Who cares about the next 4 weeks?
Well, you can't really think about it that way because by the time that happens, Rousseau might get hurt, or Vaughn might get hurt, or Smoot comes back and then gets hurt again. It would be about, you'd almost... Sure, there's the injury where a guy's out for the year and you trade for a guy like Rasul Douglas. That's an obvious one. Injured for the year, can we upgrade? This would just be, was there anybody available that would make our team? That's it. It's as simple. Za'Darius Smith. Would Za'Darius Smith make the team? Yes.
Sure.
Okay, do we want to pay a 5th and a 6th? Because that's what the price was for Za'Darius Smith to go to Detroit. So anybody that would make the team is really what it is. And of course, there's, you know, contract, term, cap, all that stuff.
Role on the offense, how much you're playing the guy, if it's worth it. Smith, I think it would have been. He would have played over Epinesa.
I saw also you talking about on Twitter about DK Metcalf, how the Adam Schefter clarified Metcalf will not be moving. So that might mean there was a window where it looked like, I don't know that he would, but the Seahawks are listening to that. So maybe he moves this offseason. But those are such big moves. The idea of Metcalf or a Myles Garrett for the Bills, it doesn't seem like you'd want to trade first or multiple first-round picks for a guy mid-season. It's another deadline where guys get moved and not one first-round pick gets traded. Right. Nobody traded a first.
Nobody's making a trade that big in the middle of the season.
And if we're looking at all trade deadlines, NFL and NHL, what happens in the NHL? First-round picks are rare to be traded, and if they are, they're lottery-protected to be deferred to the following year very often.
Right.
So you rarely get now these teams betting their best asset midway through a season. You get them in the offseason when they can plan for it and build around it, they'll do it. But this time of year doesn't happen in either league, really.
Yeah. Trading for a player of that magnitude in the middle of a season also is you need the team to be fully given up, right? 100% given up on the player long term. And when you're in the, it's got to be ugly then, right? Because off season, the guy might be away from the team. You might need some time apart. It might be easier versus, because you have to look the guy in the eye the next morning if you don't make the trade. Seattle, who is half a game or a game out of the first place in their division, is shopping DK Metcalf for a first round pick. And then the deal doesn't get done. Doesn't Metcalf come in the building the next day? Like what's happening? You don't want me long term, huh? And now you've got a problem in the middle of your season that is not over, that is very live. Cleveland could have been different because Cleveland's out of it. But Cleveland also has, Garrett's 28. I would assume they want to keep him, right, long term.
Yep.
So that's why I think offseason will end up working more with those massive trades, because you just need all the stars to align 100% before you can even go down that road.
803-0550 is our phone number if you want to give a call on, are you disappointed in the trade deadline for the Bills? They didn't make a move.
I take it as a win that Marshon Lattimore didn't go to the Chiefs.
Oh, for sure.
Like that might be as impactful as anything the Bills could have done yesterday. Is just, he's not a Chief. He's a great receiver. Chris Trapasso tweeted this out, that he hasn't allowed a touchdown
in man coverage
since 2021. And wasn't it?
It was Diggs on Thanksgiving.
Diggs on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's the last time he gave up a touchdown in man coverage.
Right. So he's great. He's awesome. If you're a Mike Evans fantasy owner, you know you just don't play Mike Evans when he plays Marshon Lattimore.
And if you're a Mike Evans fantasy owner, all of a sudden that second matchup against the Chiefs is live for you now. Because
against the Saints, you mean?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, against the Saints.
Because he's not there.
That's right.
Yep.
Lattimore not going to the Chiefs is good. The good, you know, why wouldn't the Bills make that move? Because I saw a couple of numbers that, you know who is right there in terms of how good he is in man coverage is Christian Benford. The Bills, The Bills,
they're going to pay Christian Benford.
I don't know when this is going to happen, you know, off season, of course, but between Benford and Shakir and the contracts, they're going to start. They paid Spencer Brown.
Yeah.
Benford and Rousseau, those two especially, those two are about to get big contracts. Or the Bills are going to have to decide, can we replace this player? And I don't think so. I mean, you got to be happy with these draft picks. That's the thing about draft and develop. There's a little bit of a added bonus in there for any GM. If you draft a guy and then sign him to big money, you get more credit than if you just sign a guy to big money. It's like, you knew he was going to be good, and it kind of looks good on you. So,
well, especially if you guys have Shakir and Benford are fifth and sixth round picks.
Right. Even though is somewhat random, you still get the credit for it. And draft and develop your own. I mean, it doesn't have to matter, but it sounds good. It looks good on a resume. If the Bills are in a playoff game and it's 42 of these players were drafted and developed by the team. Oh, wow. Congratulations, you know.
There's no metric that doesn't like Christian Benford as like one of the top
corners in the league,
10, 15 corners in football. There are some that have him as like I think the one that he always rates the best in is separation prevented, where he's always like top five in the NFL. Like he's been up there with Sauce Gardner. He might be higher than him this year, but, you know. Who's Denver's guy? The top corner?
Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain. He's always right up there with Surtain. He is, this year, one of only four corners to not allow a reception of 15-plus yards this season. And the other names are Reek Woolen, Marlon Humphrey, Christian Gonzalez. Reek Woolen didn't give up a 15-yard reception to Keon Coleman. I guess the one Coleman caught for like 20 was up the seam. It was like he was in the slot.
He bounced off a guy that was him too.
I'll have to look. That seems like Coleman would have had one. Either way, the point is that Benford has been awesome. And I guess like this is kind of like they don't add anybody big yesterday. I wasn't expecting like a huge deal anyway. Don't we kind of know who they're going to invest in next? Like we know the list. It's going to be Rousseau, Benford, Shakir. Missing one? Bernard?
Sure.
And then we'll fight about Cook.
Right.
That's the one where just like we'll see, right?
I have a crazy stat on Shakir for you. We'll save it. Stat of the day. Crazy stat on Shakir. And it kind of gives some context to his efficiency numbers. And also I think makes his next contract conversation a tough one. But anyway, trade deadline for the Bills comes and goes. Marshon Lattimore, the biggest name that moves at the deadline. Mike Williams, the Steelers get their second receiver. So now George Pickens and Mike Williams, that's a lot more threatening than what they had.
It's also like the same type of receiver. So is their whole offense now just going to be
bombing
Russell
deep?
Wilson throws jump balls down the sideline?
I mean, Russell Wilson is very good at those.
He is.
So
I'm not saying it won't work. It's funny that their both receivers' specialty is just, I just throw it to him down there. He'll figure it out.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.